Hello. I know, different format, but we are back and I am so excited to introduce myself. My name is Deshawn and I am the host of Freedom Revamped, the podcast. But this year, we decided to switch things up this season. So we're bringing on the founder, Courtney. She'll be joining me throughout this season. So Courtney, come on out and say hello to everybody.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm so happy to be here.
So we've got quite the season ahead and we are so excited to switch things up with the video format. This way you can see us and interact with us virtually as we go throughout several different topics throughout this season. So Courtney, why don't you share with them what we've got coming up this season?
Guys, I am so excited. When Freedom Revamped the podcast started 2 seasons ago, it was just a little baby. We were kind of figuring it out as we went along. And now I'm like, okay, we kind of got this down. And I was like, we need an intro song and a video.
Oh, yeah.
And we have that.
So yes, prices have gone up.
Yes, for sure. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and let y'all get a sneak peek. Well, not a sneak peek. We're going to play the entire intro song and video right here, right now.
Hey. Hey, okay.
Freedom revamped. Time to get amped up. Turn up your radio podcast. This is the Let Loose Anthem. Discover who you are. You perfect, got a purpose. Don't let them tell you nah. They nervous, they don't deserve it.
Open your mind, love, and shine light, love.
Illuminate, you will feel great.
Freedom revamped, open your mind, love, and shine light now.
Don't hesitate, tune in today.
Freedom revamped.
A free life, internal freedom is your right, it's your life, yeah.
Freedom, we vamp.
Now I know, it's amazing. We know. And we just want to say thank you to those who took the time to create that for us. Courtney, could you share with them a little bit of detail of who the beautiful artist is behind that project?
Yes, guys. So the person singing and who wrote it is actually Kaylin Mary. We've interviewed her a few times on our platform. She is such a force to be reckoned with. And I'm going to go ahead and plug her new business, which is Kaylin Mary Productions. So if you are a singer or songwriter, then she actually will write and vocally produce your song for you. So go ahead and follow her personal page, Kaylin Mary Music, and then her production page, Kaylin Mary Productions. And of course, behind the video, we have Shani Marie of Shani Marie Media, who does all of our graphic works. If you have looked at our Instagram feed, then she is amazing. So after you get your song written or after you write your book, whatever it is, go ahead and talk to Shani Marie of Shani Marie Media to get your graphics done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Courtney, for that. Which leads us to one of our new segments that we'll be doing this year, which I'm super excited about. It started in our audio podcast and is now translating into our video podcast. But the first segment that we'll be introducing this season is the Illuminate series. So it's very much like what Courtney just did by illuminating those who have businesses or gifts and talents that they need to be shared with the world. So we'll be doing that not each and every episode, but we'll be doing that every so often so that you all have a good idea of those who are shining their light in the world. How about you introduce our next segment, Courtney?
Yes, so for our next segment, I will normally be doing this, but Deshawn kicked it off for me because she is the pro. So our next segment is the Illuminate segment, and we will be interviewing Kenyatta Victoria of The Impact Magazine.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome Miss Kenyatta. Say hello to everyone, Kenyatta.
Hey, everybody. It's Kenyatta Victoria here, and I'm just so happy to be here. I am a cross-topic journalist. Anything you need me to tell a story about, music, TV, film, all of that, I got you.
Awesome. Well, Kenyatta, what a pleasure it is to have you here. So we want the people to know why we have you here. So what is it that you do so they know exactly what we're illuminating?
So I am a journalist. I've always been a storyteller, a writer, you name it. And recently I have just launched my own magazine called Impact Mag, and that is my baby. It's just a publication that I wanted to create to, you know, tell stories for up and coming creatives, entrepreneurs, artists, musicians, and just give them a platform, just because I know when you're coming up, it's very hard to kind of, you know, get put yourself out there and all of that. So I wanted to be that person and give the people a voice to, you know, share their art and share their story.
I love that. So we'll definitely be digging a little bit deeper into the Impact Magazine. But before we do that, if you guys are familiar, we're jumping into a new season, but everything is still the same. Every guest we always ask, what do you think freedom means to you?
Ooh, so when I think freedom, I definitely start with my mental first, just because I feel like you are definitely your worst critic. You could be your best friend or your worst critic. And so when I think of freedom, I think of being mentally free and allowing myself to make mistakes, allowing myself to award myself and, you know, celebrate my victories, celebrate my wins. And if I do mess up, it's like, girl, it's okay. You'll live to see another day. Like, you're not going to die, I promise. And so when I think of freedom, I definitely start mentally first, just because I want to allow myself to feel free in order to, you know, grant other people that freedom to say whatever they want and express themselves however they want as well.
Absolutely. I think it's very important, like you said, starting with yourself so that you can allow yourself to free others around you. That was very well said.
Thank you.
So with that definition of freedom, how do you think you practice freedom, whether it be on a daily or weekly basis?
Ooh, that's a good question. So the way I practice freedom, I definitely allow myself to do things that I enjoy, whether it's, you know, being productive or even just resting. I feel like a lot of times, especially like young people, we're always like, oh, we have to be productive, we have to do this, we have to do that, like every day. And it's like, girl, like, you can lay down, you can go to sleep, you can, you know, watch a show that you want to watch, you can watch a movie and relax. So I definitely think like just allowing yourself to be human and to grant yourself that permission of, oh, I can relax today. If I want to be productive, I can. And either way, it's a win.
Definitely. I think that being unproductive is a form of self-care. And I had that conversation with my friends, like, sometimes it really is just watching Grey's Anatomy, eating a bowl of cereal. Like, that activity.
Okay? I love Grey's Anatomy.
And I'm pushing through. That's productivity.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing those definitions and how you practice freedom. They definitely were inspiring to me, and I'm sure they will be to the listeners as they continue to define freedom for themselves. But let's go ahead and jump right into it. The reason why we're here, we're so excited to illuminate you and what you're doing with the Impact Mag, but we want to go ahead and start and just kind of share with the audience what it is. So what is the Impact Magazine?
So Impact Mag is a publication that I created. Funny enough, it started out as a school project. I just graduated from the illustrious Clark Atlanta University. Yes. And so it started off as a school project, and I always had the idea Impact Mag because that comes from my slogan, Create Your Own Impact, and just, you know, putting that foot forward and creating your own opportunities in order to help others get their opportunities. Because a lot of times we sit and wait as college students. We're like, oh, I don't know when I'm going to get this internship, or I don't know when I'm going to get this job. And it's like, you can really create that own path for yourself with, you know, just hard work and a little imagination, and you can get it forward. So when I created Impact Mag, it was really something special to me because I was able to handpick a lot of the people in the magazine. I was able to talk to them and figure out how they create their own impact within their field, whether it's music or television or art or YouTube or, you know, journalism as well. And so I definitely think that this is just something so special to me and something that I just loved creating and, you know, sharing people's stories and giving them a voice to other people.
I think that's so important. I love it. And I was super excited to speak with you because I remember I actually was just looking through my old stuff from when I was in high school. And at one point I wanted to have my own magazine, and God quickly let me know that that wasn't my purpose. However, it's exciting to see someone else doing that and then doing so in a way that is illuminating to those around you. People, like you said, up and coming artists, people that you are tangible to you, but that are doing great things. You get to show their impact. And that's a wonderful thing. Right. So to continue, how do you define impact? You talked about that in the actual creation of the magazine. You said that that was a part of your slogan. So how do you define impact?
Ooh, so I definitely define impact by the foundation, the beginning stages. I know a lot of people are like, when you've reached your peak and you've reached the top, you have millions of people like, oh, okay, I love you, I love you. But I feel like as I'm coming up, when you are really building your support system and you're building that foundation, I feel like that's when the impact begins, because those are the people who see you and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I believe in your movement, I believe in what you have going on. And, you know, they follow your journey from the start. And so it's different when you feel like you've already like established yourself and you have people like, oh my gosh, I love you. But it's like those people who have like, no, I've been with her since, you know, Impact Mag days, or I've been with her since she had her YouTube channel. Like that's the impact that I love.
I agree. I think there's something special about knowing that no impact is too small, and no impact is bigger than any other. Because I think so often, like, we get caught up in this kind of elitist society that the world has created for us. Like, if you're not a celebrity or if you're not an influencer with 1.5 million followers, you don't have impact. And that's not true.
Exactly.
Even the smaller platforms. I mean, I follow tons of platforms that are tangible to me, ones that seem like very genuine and down to earth and relatable. So I don't care like whether they have 1 million followers or they have 5,000. If it's something that that resonates with me, then that's the impact, you know? So right. I definitely think it's very important, like, to tell artists, because I'm a creative myself, like, there is no small impact. Whatever you're doing, if it affects one person, even, that's an impact. You don't know how much you can change one person's life by just being obedient to your gifts and your creativity. So thank you for being obedient to your creativity and starting Impact Mag, because you have no idea where this could potentially be in the coming years, or even the coming weeks for that matter, because someone will be impacted by it. Exactly. No pun intended.
Thank you.
So just to carry on, you kind of talked about it a little bit more, but I'd like to see you dive just a little bit deeper into, like, what prompted you to create this magazine? Why did you think that this magazine needed to be created?
So, like I said, it was a school project, but after I knew I wanted to take this, like, bigger and better, because I just feel like I put a lot of hard work into this, and I talked to so many people who I think are so talented and so creative, and it's like, no, I think it's time that, you know, I stop being scared and don't be like, okay, like, I just want my family to read. Like, no, I want everybody to read it, because I feel like this is something that was important to share. And so when I started it, I was like, okay, I'm going to do like an official rollout. I did like my little DIY photo shoot for it. Because I was so excited, because I was like, no, like, this is, I want to put quality into this. I want to put my best foot forward. And, you know, no matter how many people bought it or how many people, you know, see it, it's like, no, this is going to be a high quality thing. When it comes out, I want it to be official and, you know, just for people to be excited about it, because I love it. I love the cover for it. I love all the pictures in it. I just feel like it was just something so special and I just had to share it.
And I think that's important too, at the focal point of it, like, to have a lot of love that you pour into your project. People see that. Right. Like, interview, hearing how passionate you are about the project, that's something that's intriguing to me as a consumer. Like, I want to, if she likes it, then there's no reason why I wouldn't. So I think it's very important to, like, pour all of that passion into your project so that others can see that and be intrigued by it.
Right.
So I would like for you to kind of dive into your creative process. So can you tell us about the creative process behind Impact? Like, how do you go about creating each issue of it?
Okay, so since this is the debut issue, I really was like, okay, how do I want this to be? Because I did a lot of like test shots and like different photos of like what I want the cover to be. And so, ironically enough, I had like my graduation photo shoot and everything. And I was like, these, like, the pictures were just very like bossed up. And I was like, you know what? This is the energy that I want to give for my debut issue. Like, I'm trying to get bossed up. And so, when I chose the cover photo, I wanted to be myself, because I was like, I'm gonna be like Oprah Magazine. Like, Oprah can put herself on the cover, I'm putting myself on the cover. And so when I did the layout, I handpicked a lot of people. It's so many amazing creatives in there. Jalen Smith, Angelica George, like, just so many people that have helped me along the way. And that, you know, I see your talent and you've seen my talent. I want to, you know, share this new platform with you and show other people who you are. And so the way I did my creative process, I was like, I want it to be, in the words of my dad, he was like, you did it like a menu. And so it's like a variation of people. If you like music, you have musicians in there. If you like film, you have filmmakers. If you want to be a journalist, I have different journalists in there, media personalities. And so I feel like it's an array of stories that different people can identify with. And even if you're not like in that field or in a creative space, you can still read these stories and, you know, pick up some kind of inspiration for it. So the creative process was definitely like very hands-on. I handpicked everybody. I wanted to make sure I spoke with everybody and just made them feel comfortable.
I love it. I think one thing that stuck out to me is like equating the magazine to a menu. Like when you go into a restaurant, everyone doesn't order the same thing, but there is always something for you to pick out. So I think that that's the part to equate it to that, because someone's going to open your magazine and they're going to be impacted by something in there that whatever feeds their soul.
Right, exactly.
So yeah. I think that's pretty dope. Yeah. So where do you hope to see your platform in the next 5 to 10 years? Do you want to be on the shelves in stores? Do you want to maybe have a virtual format? How are you looking to see your platform in the next 5 to 10 years?
Ooh, so I definitely do see like a virtual platform, just because I really enjoy doing this. And, you know, when you have a print issue, you can only like have so many people in there, but a digital issue, you can have as many people as you want. You could have different variations. So I definitely see the platform going virtual. I would love to see like my magazine on shelves. I think I would cry if I like saw it on shelves and like people were able to like purchase it and stuff. And I definitely think that, you know, you speak things into existence. So I definitely think that will happen. You know, God's time is always right. So it doesn't matter what time, but I do think it will happen at some point. And so definitely being on the shelves and, you know, just touching people worldwide. Like I would love for people in different countries to like read my magazine and be like, wow, like they can do it all the way over there. I can do it too.
Yes. I think that's the beauty of the virtual format, right? Because you can, like, the World Wide Web stretches everywhere, so anyone can stumble across your page. Like, I can remember back to being in college as well. I was taking a small journalism class, and we were able to post some of our things on our class blog. And, like, mm-hmm. she'd go and show us all the people that were looking at it. And I'm like, wow, people are looking at us in Brazil? Like, why do they care what we're talking about over here? But you just never know who can be impacted there, whatever you're creating. So the virtual format probably will definitely be able to reach that far. But I think it would be cool to see your magazine in the store, just like have that print physical and be like, I went and got your magazine. Like that is something that tangible feeling of it. It would be awesome.
Exactly.
So we've talked about your platform and what it is you're doing and how you do it. How can we make sure that we stay abreast to what it is you're doing? Like how can people keep up with you and your platform?
Ooh, so you guys could definitely keep up with me. My Instagram name is @KenyattaVictoria, just plain and simple, just like that. It's my personal page. And then my magazine page is @TheImpactMag. Everything's lowercase, all of that. And it's also linked on my Instagram page as well. So I always promote, I'm always like, girl, go get your Impact Mag. So it's very easy to find me, find my platform, find my publication, and any other work that you guys want to read. I'm always writing literally all the time. So any stories you need, I got you.
Awesome. Well, we loved having you today. Thank you so much for being flexible and working with us today, Ms. Kenyatta. You were quite the pleasure. And it's super exciting to hear what you're doing with Impact Mag. And we hope that you're able to continue to make an impact. So before we go today, you guys heard how to follow her and how to follow her page. So don't miss out on an opportunity to be impacted by the Impact Mag. And go follow her and the business page so that you can stay abreast to all that is she has going on. And make sure that you support her, however that might look, whether it be visiting the online platform or purchasing the magazine. Whatever it is, we stand behind you here at Freedom Revamped, and we hope that our listeners will do the same. So thank you again for being with us today, Kenyatta. You were such a pleasure, and we hope that you continue to tune into Freedom Revamp because we will be continuing to tune into Impact Mag.
Yes. So we're so excited to talk to Kenyatta, see what she's doing, especially since that kind of gives a little foreshadow to what we have planned for Freedom Revamp. So why don't you share that with them, Courtney?
Yes, guys, I am just ecstatic. Some people might think I'm crazy, but I have this super dope vision that Freedom Revamp is going to be a magazine by the beginning of next year. We are going to go ahead and speak that into existence for this platform. We've just been interviewing so many amazing people through the podcast, through the blog, through the YouTube, and I'm like, people really need it in their hands. So we're hoping and we're working on getting Freedom Revamp turned into a magazine stay tuned to all of our social medias for more details on that. A lot of the people who are following us, you guys are actually doing super dope things. So honestly, stay tuned to your emails as well, because you might get an invite to be a part of the magazine. Who knows?
Absolutely. Because one thing that I love about working with Courtney is Courtney's always finding fresh talent, fresh people, people that I was like, I've never heard of this person before, but they're doing great things. And we want to make sure that we highlight you. So maybe you might be getting an invite, like she said. Now, in addition to our Illuminate segment, we have another segment that Courtney came up with that I'm super excited. And this is the Free Life. Courtney, tell them a little bit more detail of how you came up with it and what it is.
Yeah, so the Free Life actually started via our Instagram page, where I was just highlighting people who we thought were living the free life. And I was like, okay, there's something different we can do with this, because part of our mission is allowing people to define freedom for themselves, as well as telling us how they practice freedom. So while we will have our main segment guest telling us what freedom means to them and telling us how they practice freedom, we also wanted to allow more people to come on. So the Free Life segment will be just that. We have some guests that are just going to tell us how they define and practice freedom, and we'll be plugging that in. So we're going to go ahead and transition into our very first Free Life segment.
You could be living a free life. Internal freedom is your right, it's your life.
Hi, my name is Tiarsha Tiffany, and I'm the host of a podcast called Tea with Tea Podcast. In my podcast, I talk about a little bit about everything. Our slogan is Life Transitions for a New Generation. So we discuss things pertaining to relationship, financial advice, things regarding religion, politics, literally anything that we as people go through, we discuss in my podcast. And today, I'm here to talk with you all about the free life. And I wanted to find what freedom means to me. So to me, freedom means being able to live your life without worries about what other people think about you, thoughts about how you may be perceived. And for me, I live the free life through my podcast. So my podcast is the one platform where I'm able to be myself 100%. I don't have to worry about how I look, how I talk, what I'm talking about. I'm just 100% myself in that moment. And I encourage you to live the free life as well. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
All right, so you made it through the first episode of Freedom Revamped, the video podcast, and we are so excited because this is the start of something new for us here at Freedom Revamped, and this just means we're going higher. We're elevating. Each season, we're giving you something new, something fresh, something free, so stick around because we have so much for you. So, Courtney, tell them how they can stay abreast of what we're doing and stay abreast of the next few episodes that are going to be coming out this season.
Yes, guys. Well, of course, you can follow us at Freedom Revamped on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can check out our website and be sure to subscribe to the newsletter, freedomrevamped.com, because those of you who are already subscribed, we've been kind of off, but we're going to be on it for the rest of this year, I promise, yeah. Because we have some amazing things coming. Be sure to follow my personal at HeyIt'sCourt_. And be sure to follow Deshaun at Shani_Poo.
Yes.
Before we get off, guys, if you listen to this season and even the previous seasons, Deshaun has been like, you know, Courtney just reached out to me.
Oh.
So I really want to go ahead and tell her why I chose her, because Deshaun, you have done an amazing job these first two seasons. And even in recording this third season, it has been such an honor to be able to sit with you and the guest instead of just listening to it later. So I finally remembered how I came across your page. You were a part of Just Jameer, and I don't know why I didn't remember that. But yeah. And so I was such a huge fan because Jameer was from Columbus, and then I just became a fan of the show. So I followed pretty much all of the cast members, but you stood out so much because you're literally such a light and such a force to be reckoned with. And I just saw your authenticity. You've spoken about this, and even guests have said, wow, she's just such an authentic person. And I was like, that's something we need a part of this platform, because I was only what, 17 or 18 at the time, and I really needed somebody who was older than me and was already working towards freedom and living #thefreelife. You were like one of the only people at the time that stood out to me for that. So if anyone ever wondered how Deshaun became the podcast host, that is how. And I prayed about it, and God was like, yes and amen. So I reached out and she said yes, and I just knew it was perfect alignment at that point.
And I have to thank you, Courtney, because I said this before, but I really had no idea that this is what I wanted to do, that I was going to enjoy this so much, that I was going to be halfway decent at it, that I was going to be working to be better at it. I was like, wow, I'm kind of figuring this out. I'm figuring out a framework. Because at first I was like, I have to have a question for everything I say to them. And then I was like, no, just let the conversation flow. Like, sometimes they say things that bring up questions. So I've been learning a lot about myself and about myself as a podcast host since we've been doing this. And I'm so grateful, because if you have ever worked with Courtney, and if you haven't, you should, because she is the ultimate digital assistant. Don't play. Get with her, okay? Get with the program. She's going to help build your business. She's going to help market your brand. She's going to help you develop a strategy for your brand, okay? She told you how to follow her, okay? Don't play. Don't sleep, because you're going to be upset when your brand is not as popping as Freedom Revamped, okay? She's working, okay? And if you can see it in her own brand, that means she's going to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say thank you again to you, Courtney, for trusting me, because I never knew that. I had no idea. I was like, how did she, because I always used to be like, how did she find me? And why did she want me? Like, who am I? Like, I definitely felt like someone in the Bible, like, Jesus, why me? Like, why me? But I'm so grateful. And I cannot wait to continue this journey with you. So you guys already know what to do. Courtney also came with the concept of practicing freedom. So at the end of every episode, I always say this, and I want you to never forget it. Always practice freedom. Yeah.